Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we give you praise. Will you join me this morning and say, Father, I give you praise. I worship you, Jesus. I give you praise for my life. I give you praise for my family. I thank you, God, for bringing me here today. I thank you, God, for your cross, for the cross of Jesus Christ. I thank you for drawing me to yourself today, bringing me to this meeting, this Sunday. I thank you, God. I give you praise. I give you praise. As we've sung and giving praise to God in music, I want us to give praise to God with our own voice, from our own hearts, for what He has done for us, for His presence in this place right now, to lift burdens, to break yokes, yes, to break chains, to liberate. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Father, we give you praise. We thank you for your word and the life that comes with your word. We thank you for your power in this place. We thank you for miracles because of your name, Jesus. Your name be praised forevermore. In Jesus' name. Lord, be magnified in this place. Be lifted high in this city. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be here today. I would always love you to welcome somebody by your side. I want you to welcome somebody by your side and say, it's good to see you. I'm happy you're here today. I'm happy you're here today. It's good to see you. Good, good, good. I always love us to do this. Welcome somebody in church. So I welcome you. I welcome you. May please be seated. I welcome you. Thank you, Lord. We're here to talk about Jesus, His power, His grace, His mercy. How Jesus is all the miracle you need for your life. There are many things that could press us everywhere. On the left and on the right, issues, challenges, life. Yesterday I began to talk to you about that. Pressures of life. From everywhere, we are cornered. There's a pursuit for money, pursuit for life. There are pressures for life. There are issues that press us on every side. And we really want a way out, and we desire a way out. The devil is after you also. The Bible says he wants to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So you work hard, you labor, but the devil is after you. Life is happening. Nigeria is happening, the government is happening, everything is happening. And you think you are alone. You think you just have to struggle yourself. You have to find a way. You think that it has to be here and there, that you have to find multiple routes to make it. You have to succor yourself through diverse means. Sometimes we are looking at many things. I came to tell you that there's just one thing to look at. Jesus. There's just one person you need in your life. Jesus. You say, Jesus, just like that? Yes. Yes, that showed you how one touch changed a man's life. This man, the man born blind. Jesus encountered that man. One encounter with Jesus, his neighbors didn't know him again. Just, he met Jesus, just 2 minutes, not up to 2 minutes, go wash. And the man's life was so changed that his neighbors didn't know him again. Jesus can give you peace, can change your life like that. Just Jesus, only Jesus. It's all the miracle you need for your life. You could think you need several things. You could think you think I need the money, I need a house, I need a lady in my life, I need this, I need that. And you think you need many things. But with Jesus, everything you need, all the miracle you need for your life, will just be right there for you. Hallelujah. He changed many lives, healed many people. The Bible says Jesus remained the same yesterday, today, and forever. He wants to change your life. I'm here with several of our ministers from Benin. In we traveled all the way and walked. We've been here some have been here since on Monday, walking and talking to you, going out and reaching out to the city. We come all the way to talk to you about Jesus because we know that He is all the miracle you need. We invested so much time and money and effort to tell you, to just get you to say, to hear the name Jesus and to give you this message. Jesus is all the miracle you need for your life. You say, Pastor, I'm oppressed. Pastor, sometimes I get depression. Depression. I get depressed because I look at my life. It's not what it should be, and I want to go forward. And I want to touch more. I want to have more. I want to have more influence on my life. I want to reach more people. I want to be able to be elder brother. I want to be able to be bros to some people. And to be a blessing to people. And you are thinking that you are alone. We came to tell you today that you are not alone. And you think you need something big. You need to do something terrible. Maybe something that will bring shame. No, you don't need to do something for shame or for pain or something you regret through your life. You just need Jesus. Actually, it's Jesus you have been looking for. All your hunger, all your pursuits is actually about Jesus. You've wanted Him longer before, even long before you knew about anything Jesus. Yes, you've wanted Jesus. All that pursuits, all that desire to be more, to advance in your life, that's been about Jesus. That's been about Jesus. You just didn't know. That's why we came to tell you today. It's about Jesus. With Jesus in your life, just Jesus, only Jesus, you can have peace for your life. Peace for your life. You can have peace with God. What about peace with God? What about peace with God? Sometimes in this struggle of life, as you struggle through life by yourself, you know and you think, you say, I'm by myself. It's only me. Remember yesterday I told you about enemies, frenemies, and fanemies. Some of you have encountered enemies. Even frenemies, you know them. They're your friend, but your enemies. Then you know, some of you also know fanemies. They're your family, but your enemies. And so, you've come to say, it's only me I have. Only myself, only me I can go. But I'm telling you, you're not alone. Jesus wants to help you through life. There's nobody to help me. Jesus wants to help you. If you would open up to Him, if you would hear my message today about this man called Jesus. Because the blind man said, a man called Jesus, He touched me. The blind man will look at this. I can't turn there. He said in John chapter 9, he said, a man called Jesus. And we said, no, for us, it can be more than a man called Jesus. It can be our Jesus. I told you also yesterday that Jesus was so full of miracles. So full of miracles that people could literally come and take what they wanted. The woman with the flow of blood, constant flow of blood, lost everything. Maybe just like you. Tried, pursued physicians, money, spent all she had. She had money and spent it. Trying to get healing for her bodies. But she heard about Jesus and came and touched the hem of His garment and she got healing for her body. She collected miracles. He was a embodiment of miracles. Remember again, Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever. Today, we young people, we want to struggle ourselves. We think we just struggle, we go by ourselves. We have to work hard, we have to be smart, we have to be sharp. And we think we are alone. You are not alone. Jesus is with you. If you will let Him, He will help you. If you will let Him, He will be all your miracle. Everything, He will be breakthrough for you. He will be healing for you. He will be deliverance for you. So I need deliverance for my body. He will be deliverance for you, Pastor. There's an oppression in my spirit. I say He will be deliverance for you. Yes. That's why we came to tell you. It's important you hear this message. After all the struggles of this life, after all the challenges here, then you consider God and you say, leave God one side. Because you know there's no peace with God. There's no peace with God. I don't have peace with my God. When I'm done here, I don't know what's waiting for me on the other side, but now so rich. I have to. I don't have an option. Brothers and sisters, you have an option. Jesus can give you peace with God. Today you can say, my Father God. My Father. God can be your Father, Heavenly Father. you can leave the opposition and you can be with God. And he can be your helper. That you say, if God be for me, who can be against me? Now God is on your side. With Jesus, he can give you peace with God. You're no longer afraid of God. You're no longer bothered. Hallelujah. No matter what the condition is, no matter what the issue is, no matter where you are in your life, no matter the standard of your life, Jesus is the miracle you need. Everything you need. Say, Pastor, I don't know if he can help me in this matter. He will liberate you. Every issue, he can bring liberation. He can bring deliverance. He can. The issue is that we don't let him. He said, if he can, then let him do it. We don't let him. A relationship with Jesus will produce all the miracles you require for your life. Take your Bibles to Luke chapter number 4. Luke chapter number 4. We'll quote several scriptures, but many of them also I want you to see. If you know the Bible, you cannot hear me. It's in Luke chapter number 4. I'll read for you. In Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 17. The book of Luke. Gospel of Luke chapter number 4 and verse number 17. Gospel of Luke chapter 4 and verse 17. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Esaias. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Hallelujah. You see this Jesus. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. This is not the Jesus that came to break more people. He didn't come to destroy people. He didn't come to condemn people. He came to heal the brokenhearted. He came to preach the gospel to the poor. But some people say, you say, I've heard about Jesus before. I'm not sure you've heard about this Jesus I came to talk to you about. Because when people talk about Jesus, they don't talk about him as the man who was sent from God to bring healing to the captives. Talk about him as the one who came to even bring more bondage and more pain to us. You are bothered when you hear Jesus. You want to even run away from him. Because you think that when Jesus comes, it's trouble. He will start to say this and that and that. No! Look at what we just read. Healing, deliverance, freedom. That's why Jesus came. Look at it. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. So the people who are poor, he said, they'll receive the gospel. When they see the gospel, what will happen? Their lives will change. Because he says, and he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Somebody says, I'm brokenhearted. When I heard about Jesus, he made the matter worse. No, he wants to heal the brokenhearted. Somebody says, he says, to preach deliverance to the captive. I'm already in a lot of trouble. I mean, the devil has held me bound. Addictions. Different all manner of addictions in my life. I want to break free. I'm a captive already. There's a darkness outside and there's a darkness inside me. Why did Jesus come? To tell you, nyoy for you. Good for you. That's you see yourself. No. He came to give you deliverance. Set you free. This is Jesus. This is the Jesus I came to talk to you about. The one that went about doing good, healing people. He said they were oppressed of the devil. He went about healing, transforming lives, making people whole, giving them confidence to stand before God, to come to God. All manner of people came to God, Jesus. They came, all manner of people. We see a prostitute come to Jesus. We see somebody caught in adultery come to Jesus. All manner of people came to Jesus. Thieves came to Jesus. All manner of people came to him. Why? He wasn't condemning people. He wasn't bringing people down. He wasn't destroying lives. He was healing lives. He was mending lives. All manner came to him. And he gave them life. He gave them hope. That's the Jesus we came all the way to talk to you about. That same Jesus can come into your life and heal your bodies. If you will let him. That's why God sent him. God sent Jesus to help us through the darkness of this life. So, listen to me. I always tell people when I talk about this, it's important you understand this. There is the devil who is against you. There is the God who is for you. It is God who sent Jesus, his son, to die for you and for me. Took our place on the cross. Gave us access to himself. In that access to God, now that you and I can approach God, in the name of Jesus, you and I can receive all the breakthrough and miracles we need. Hallelujah! You see what God did? God said, these people can't reach me. They are far from me. Their lives and the way they are, they can't reach me. There's a gap between these people and me. So what will I do? I'll send my son Jesus. My son Jesus will come and die for them. He will take away the sins of the world. The Bible says Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Then they will have access to me. Now they can come and collect everything and everything they desire for their lives. They can have all the miracle they need. So Jesus, now look at here this. Jesus is the miracle we need here. And guess what? It's the miracle we need on the other side. Because when we get to the other side, it's not going to be about you. It's going to be about the card you present, Jesus. I'll present my card, Jesus. I'll say Jesus' blood. Also, the blood of Jesus was shed for me. Jesus is my card here. He's also my card for the other life. He's my peace with God. God is on my side. He was the one that sent Jesus. God didn't send Jesus to condemn us. He sent Jesus to give us hope. Now, you and I can have hope. No man can give you hope. I told you yesterday also. We said with Jesus in you, you have mind. You have mind to go about your destiny. You have mind to dream. Nobody can give you mind to dream. I'm here with you. With you, I face everything you face. I read about the proposal by the governors. If you've not seen that, there's a proposal by the governors to help Nigeria change down the country, but it's a terrible one. When you read it, you don't get hope. When you look at what's around us, no hope. But with Jesus, he gives you hope. Jesus gives you mind. He says, go on. You say, I want to go on. He says, go. Jesus will say, you can't go. Sit down. Your destiny is over. You are done. He won't cast you down. He will give you hope. He will give you mind. He said, Pastor, I have a business I've been thinking about. Pastor, I've been trying to. I don't know. Jesus, with Jesus, he will say, go. He said, I'll be behind you. He said, I don't have any man behind me. Jesus will be behind you. He will say, I'm your backbone. That is Jesus. That is Jesus I came to talk to you about. When you hear Jesus, all the miracle you need, is that Jesus was going to be somebody terrible? No. He's a healer. Bible says he went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He said, Jesus come. He said, I'm the way. He said, I'm the truth. He said, I'm the life. Jesus again. He said, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life. Jesus. He said, I have come that you might have life and have it what? Abundantly. That don't look like somebody who wants to just give you something small. He wants to give you abundance. That's Jesus. Now, that is Jesus. The one also we just read just now. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Deliverance to the captive. Heal the brokenhearted. This Jesus came for you. So what would you do? Aha. The question is now up to you. The whole matter is now in your hand. Because Jesus, he doesn't force anything. He won't make you do anything. If you want a relationship with him, he's standing at the door. The Bible says he stands at the door. He's knocking. Knocking. Stands at the door. Knocking. If you want a relationship with him, he will come in. He said again, I said it. He said, everyone that comes to me, he said, I won't cast them away. He is the one knocking. He's the one trying to reach you. He said, really, as I am, yes, as you are. He's trying to reach you. He says, come to me, I want to help you. It's like somebody who says, I have money, I have so much, I'm looking for how I want to spend it. I'm looking for who I want to bless. That's Jesus. King of glory, Lord of lords, Father of the whole universe. He's the creator of the whole universe. He said, I want to give you. But the issue with many of us is that we do not come to him. We don't come to him. Instead, we run from him because of the negative things we have heard about him. Because we think that if Jesus comes into your life, he makes everything bad. He makes everything well. He will judge you. He will condemn you. I'm telling you, he doesn't condemn. I've known him for some time now. I came to tell you about him. I've known him. He doesn't condemn.
The Jesus we see in the world here, he doesn't condemn. Nobody he ever condemned. Nobody. Nobody. People could point fingers at this woman. People pointed fingers. They said, it's time for us. Let's stone her. Jesus said, there's nothing. He said, you that you are all of you that are forming self-righteous up and down here. Let me see which of you without sin. Throw that stone. Everybody walked away. He said, where are all the people that condemn me? He said, neither do I condemn you. Me too, I'm not condemning you. He said, I want to help you. Come to me as you are. I want to help you become who you really want to be. I want to be the fuel for your dreams. He said, Pastor, I have a dream. He wants to be the fuel, the diesel. If you don't like fuel. The diesel. Oh, the diesel is stronger. He will be the diesel for your dream. He will connect pipe for your energy. He will be giving you mind. He will be fueling you to go on in life. You will go on and become all that he wants you to be. The dream in your heart, it is him that put it there. The vision you have in the night, it is God that put it there. He wants to help you achieve it. If you only open up to him and decide to have a relationship with him. I want to have a relationship with you. I want to know you. I don't want to run away from you. Many a times we are running away from Jesus. Truthfully, the picture you should see today is a picture of Jesus pursuing you up and down. You shifting away and say, I don't deserve it. I'm not worth it. Don't worry. That's the real truth. But today, I hope that narrative will change. That you will be the one saying, Jesus, Jesus, help me. You'll be the one saying, Jesus, come into my house. You'll be the one, come into my house. Help me fix all my issues. You say, Pastor, what I want to do, Pastor, too much wisdom is in my head. I want to fix all my issues, When I fix them, I will now come to Jesus. Then there will be no point to come to him. He doesn't like being nothing. He likes being everything. If you have fixed all your issues and you come to him, what will he now do? What was his death on the cross for? Why did he die on the cross? You now say you've done it by yourself. Guess what? If you've done it by yourself, he will be useless. Then you come to him and you brag. You say, Jesus, I don't know. How are you today? You don't have anything. You'll be bragging. But we come to Jesus. We say, my Father God. We say, thank you for life. We before him, we are humble. Our hearts are open. We know that it is he that helped us. If you have achieved everything yourself, when you look at other people, you know what? You'll be looking down on them. You'll never have true humility and grace to look at somebody and say, Jesus too wants to help you. You know why I can tell you Jesus wants to help you today? And not look at you and say, someone, look at you, what I have done. You know why I came to tell you Jesus wants to help you today? Because Jesus has helped me. He has helped me. He has given me peace. I'm not afraid. He said there's darkness ahead. I say, I know. The Lord is my shepherd. He will help me. That's what I tell you. And that's what I came to tell you, Jesus, today. He wants you to know him. He wants you to have a relationship with him. He doesn't want you to run from him anymore. Brothers and sisters, let me give you this example. If I came now, I call you. I say, Michael, I want to introduce you to this my friend. I want to introduce you to this my friend. And I introduce you to the guy. And I say, he's a multi-billionaire. I want to introduce you to my friend. Okay. The friend is not here. I tell you, Michael, I want to introduce you to my friend. I tell you about the friend. He's a multi-billionaire. He has helped one woman there. He has helped one man there. I mean, he's just pulling people up and lifting them up. Lifting people up and all that. I said, I want to introduce you to him. Will you come with me to his place by 4 p.m. today? What would you say? I don't have a chance. You see, you'll be there. You won't be asking for his number. I'll be the one saying, I can't give his number yet. Let me just get his number now. So you don't direct me. Let me just get his number. Okay. And I introduce you to this my friend successfully. And come with my guy Michael, meet me, my friend. Michael's my guy, you know, he has been with me, so I just let him bring him to help you. I say, okay, Michael, how are you? He said, I'm fine, he's greeting everywhere. Then he says, please, I don't know, will there be a chance tomorrow to come and help me? As we are just there, he just said, I want to move all these things from this apartment to the other side. I want to move all those things to the other side. Will there be a chance to come and help me tomorrow? What would you say? He said, I don't have a chance. Would you say, first of all, let's discuss the money first. Okay, wait. I'm going. No, just be truthful. This is a matter of truth. Not a matter of preaching. Just be truthful. Would you say, I don't have a transport. I don't know if I can come. Would you sort of, you will find a way to come. You want him to know you. In fact, some of you here, the way I'm seeing your eye, you want a way to corner me and make sure it's your direct friend. Corner me and say, direct, that is me and you. You want to have a relationship with him. Why? Because you know there's benefits. There will be benefits. You might not even be seeing the benefits yet in front of you, but you know that if you are near him, you'll be benefit as you go forward in your future. Now, I came to tell you about somebody called Jesus. He's greater than Billionaire. He can help you. Billionaire can help you in this life now. But when it's time to stand before your maker, even him too will be standing before maker. But Jesus is more than that. Jesus will help you in this life. And he will give you grace before your maker on the other side. Hallelujah. Somebody said, no guilt in life, no fear in death. No guilt in life, no fear in death. That's Jesus. He will help you in this life. A relationship with Jesus is the solution to all your problems. A relationship with Jesus. Now, let me look. You share my example just now. As you enter into this relationship with this guy, a friend just becomes your friend. He's your guy. You can call him. You now successfully get his phone number. It's no longer about the different challenges you face. It's about the fact that you have one person who can solve all the problems. If it's house rental, he's there. If it's tiffer, he's there. If it's wedding program and wedding has come, he's there. Come on. Different problems, but one person can solve all of them. Brothers and sisters, I introduce you to Jesus. No matter what your challenge is, both the one you have now and the one you will have in the next 10 years, he can solve all of them. A relationship with Jesus is the beginning of miracles in your life. All the things you desire will begin to fall in place. But you hear me keep saying, a relationship with Jesus. We can't keep running from him and coming to him and saying, where is he? If you run from him, you'll be asking me the same question. Where is he? Where is he? But you are the one running from him. So what you need now is a relationship. A relationship. Say, Jesus, I want to know you. I want to come to know you. I want to know you for myself. I want you to become my friend. If he's not yet your Lord, if you've not accepted him, if you've not opened up your heart to him, for him to come into your life and to be significant in your life as Lord and Savior, you can do that one today too. After that one, it's not enough. You now begin to grow in him, in knowledge of him. You now begin to know his power and all that he can do. You now begin to have a relationship with him. Many people don't have relationship with Jesus. Some people just say, Jesus, I heard about him. Come into my life. They just do that. And then they stop. They never build a relationship. That relationship is what will bring all the miracles you require. All the children will come from that relationship. Hallelujah. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 4 that God will want all men to be saved. Look at it. If you can turn there, you can turn there. You just press it. If you're using your phone, you see it there. In 1 Timothy chapter number 2 and verse number 4, he said he wants all men to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 4, you will see it. Jesus, he says, I want everybody to be saved and to come to knowledge of the truth. So you are saved and then you come to knowledge of the truth. The truth is to now know Jesus. The truth is the relationship with Jesus. That's why I said Jesus is all the miracle you need. Somebody said, I've known Jesus. You could be here, you say, I'm born again. I've been born again for some time. So my question to you now, do you have that relationship? I didn't say religion. I said relationship. Where you long to be with him. Where you long to hear his voice. You are not running away from him. No. You are running to him. Say, Pastor, what about when I do something bad? Guess where you run to? You run to him. It's his blood that will still wash you clean. It's his blood that will still help you. You run to him. Relationship. A knowledge of the truth. Many people have heard about Jesus. Many people have heard about Jesus. They've even come to him some way, Jesus, that stuff. But they've not come to the relationship with Jesus. That's what I came to tell to you about today. Relationship. Jesus, I want to know you. Jesus, I want you to be my personal person. Jesus, when I'm counting the list of people who help me, people who are by my side, who are helping me, you are the number one. I want you to be number one. When I look at all my life, and look at everything in my life, and look at how I'm going to go forward and what I want to do with my life, the first person I know interested in my life, in my dreams, who wants to help me, is Jesus. After that, every other person follows. He's my number one guy. You say, Jesus, I want to have that kind of relationship with you. That relationship that bears miracles. That me too, I can come and collect my miracle. Basket full of miracles. A man full of miracles. And these miracles can come out of a relationship. They don't come out of religion. Do this, don't do that. This one, that one. No, relationship, a longing for Jesus. Yes. I came to talk to you about a relationship with Jesus. Not religion. Not about another set of rules. Do this and don't do that. Those are rules. Jesus is not interested in rules. He's not interested in religion. He's interested in relationship. It's out of relationship that fruit come out. So today you can make up your mind. I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to have a relationship with you. All the issues of your life taken care of in one relationship. Sometimes you want to know this guy. This guy is our connect for this material. This guy is my connect for this material. That guy is my connect for that material. But when it comes to this matter, I'm telling you, Jesus is your connect for everything for life. For healing, breakthrough, deliverance, it's only Jesus you need. You don't need anything. You don't need Jesus plus something. You don't need Jesus plus tie your hair very well. You don't need Jesus plus you have to be not a powder. You don't need Jesus plus something. You just need Jesus. Simple. Men have always complicated him. They made him complicated. If you hear Jesus from some people's mouth, you will get confused. He looks like a terrible monster. In fact, the way people talk about Jesus, you will not even know who the monster is. You will not even be sure who is the monster here. Is it the devil or is this Jesus? Because I don't want to go, if this is the guy that kills people, make sure they suffer, I don't want to be near him. But Jesus said, look at how he said it. He said, the thief comes not but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He said, but I'm come that you might have life and have it abundantly. Does that guy look like the guy who wants to hurt you, who's after you, who is picking everything? Mark, correct? Correct? Wrong? No? Wrong? Oh, you are in trouble. He's looking. You know what? Those last mile people that are trying to catch you, that's how people see Jesus. He's just trying to catch you. If you don't commit, you'll just collect. No. If you commit, the first thing he wants to do is mercy. First thing he wants to do is he wants you to run back to him. He says, I want to show you mercy. Why do you think he died for you in the first place? Because you were good and perfect? No. So not because you were good and perfect. He died for you because he loved you. Gave you his blood because he loved you. So there's nothing you want to do now. He knows. No, he doesn't know everything. He knows you. He knows you as you are. He knows the worst thing inside your heart. He knows the worst thing you have done. He knows what you do every time. But yet, guess what? He says, I love you. So that love is too much. That's the kind of love I came to talk to you about today. That's the kind of love me I want. I want too much love. I want the love that I'm even wondering, what is this one after? He says, no, I just love you. I have so much love to give. I want to spend it on you. That's Jesus. That's Jesus. Today, I want you to say, I want a relationship with Jesus. Jesus, I want to know you. You say, Jesus, I don't want to run away from you anymore. Move of running. How long will you run? At the end of the day, you see, it's still him you will stand before. You still have to stand before him. So there's no point to run. And he wants to help you. He wants to help you. Today, if you will hear his voice, he's knocking at the door and saying, I want you to be my child so that I can bless you. I want you to come to me. I want you to learn to love me. I want to say one last thing to you. I want to say one last thing to you. I'm done. One last point. Are you still here? In this relationship with Jesus, in this pursuit for Jesus, in this I want to know you, Jesus, what is too much What is too much? What is too much for you to give? What I mean simply by that is what your time. Giving God some time to come around to hear His word in church. Some time to just kneel and talk to Him. What is too much to do? What is too much? Remember, He left everything for you because He longs for a relationship with you. Come on. He says, I want to have a relationship with you. He left heaven, left His throne. He came and died for you, even before you knew Him. He says, nothing is too much to give to know Eunice. Come on. Sheyi. He says, I want to know you. I want to have a relationship with you. He says, nothing is too much. Many a times, the issue with us is not on His side. It's from our side. What is too much to know Jesus? What is too much to give in the pursuit of this relationship with Jesus? We don't consider anything too much. We come all the way. I told you we'll be here on Monday. Our jobs, everything put on hold. A whole week is not too much. For this Jesus, nothing is too much. Nothing is too much. It's just like, let me just do this boyfriend and girlfriend thing. There was a time MTN was doing a midnight call. That time, some of you may be too young a little. I'm seeing some people may be too young. Some people know that time. Midnight call. It starts from that 12 midnight. 12 midnight. There are times you didn't sleep. You just be talking. At the line we caught, you try to connect again. You just connect. The sleep was not too much. Because I love her. Some of you that didn't experience that, God loves you so much. That thing was torture. We call it love, but it was torture. You won't talk during the day because there's no money for credits. That time it was very expensive. It's a little cheaper now. It was very expensive. So you wait at night. You don't talk small during the day. I'll call you. 12 minutes, be up. You won't sleep. You know, you can't be sleeping by that time. If you even doze off, your phone will be by your bedside. So it will ring and you wake you up. Can you oversleep? But it's 1 o'clock. You try to connect. By that time, the network is already too jammed. Because everybody is talking at night. It's not too much, Abi. If your boyfriend is in, I don't know, Lagos. Oh yeah, let's go. In Anakwaja. If your boyfriend is there, you will go. Okay, then nobody is smiling. Nobody is smiling for that one. Let me leave that one. There's no price too much to pay just to be with you. Because I want a relationship with you. Kai. I've traveled for a girlfriend though. I traveled from Benin to Benue. This guy just said, Kai, yo, say pastor. No, because if I hide it from you, it will be, there's no point. Because I know two of us are doing the same thing. You are the only one that's laughing at me now. My tongue will come to laugh at you. I know. You have done it. Benue, 9 hours. Kai! If you say you have a crusade in Benue, I should come. I'll say crusade from here to Benue. You are not serious. That is how we do this Jesus thing. Many times, we say there's things that are too much. But look at this. We know Paul very well. Paul said, I count everything dung so that I can know Him. Paul said, I want to know Him. He said, everything in my life, they are dung. As in, anything you want to take. But if you say, separate me from Jesus, nothing must separate me from Jesus. I count everything rubbish that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Paul said it in Philippians chapter 3. He said, I want to know Him. He said, anything in my life that looks as if He's holding me back, He said, I will throw it away. So, I want to urge you today. Before we pray. That's all. I've introduced you to a man of miracles. I can't do anything, I introduced you to the person who can do everything. That's what I came to do. I came to introduce you to Jesus. Thank you. I can't introduce you to Jesus. That's what I came to do. That's better. Because if I get to talk to you about myself or what I can do, last is 500 naira recharge card. It won't reach everybody 500 naira. Let me just tell you, if I check my pocket now, some people is 200 naira. We'll do it by height and by bebe. Bebe get more. No bebe get less. But Jesus is sufficient to meet all your needs. So I'd rather come and tell you about Jesus and tell you to pursue him. He's my friend. He has helped me. Pursue this, my friend. Love him. He will be all the miracle you need. He will supply everything you require. He will give you hope and strength. He will give you courage for your destiny. This Jesus. When there's nobody there, in a dark place, when you are alone, he will give you hope. He will give you help. And I'm telling you now that everything is worth this relationship. Go the distance. When you are ready like this, he too is ready for you. We read about Paul. He wrote the book. We are reading Paul, Ephesians, this one. He's the one that wrote all of them. That's the man that said, he said everything is rubbish compared to knowing Jesus. Because everything will come out of this relationship with Jesus. So today, if there is something maybe you are still holding, something that you feel, something that is keeping you away from him, you can tell him to let it go. Because he will work miracles beyond what you can think. He will do more than what you can think. He is the friend that you need for your life. He will never be a frenemy. He will always be your friend. When people stand against you, Jesus will stand for you. Remember, there was a time he knows what it means to be alone. Only him died on the cross. People ran away. Jesus will stand by you. Jesus is all that he requires. The first step is to say, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord and Master and Savior. Save me from myself. First step. After that step, now hear me. After that step, the relationship now starts. You hear what I say? After that step, the relationship now starts. It's like when you meet a lady, you say, I like you, I want us to be together, I would like you to get to know you. And she now says, okay. It's like, not finished now. That's when the calls now start. That's when you now get the number. That's when you now begin to call. You will even rest, you send text message, maybe you just leave that place, you just start sending text message. Why? Relationship. You hear what I said? I said relationship. I want you to just humor me, please. Can you just say relationship? Can you say it again one more time? Relationship. Please, that's all. Because the issue, people have told you about Jesus before. They've never told you about a relationship with Jesus. That's the difference. If you don't know him, you don't hear him, you don't talk to him, you don't let him talk to you, how will it happen now? How will it happen? He wants to do miracles, but at least you have to hear him. Everybody that collected, even the woman that came to collect miracles, did not come to him to collect it. Somebody else came and said, only speak the word. Eh? He said, my servant at home will be healed. At least he came to Jesus to hear word. Just to hear words. So relationship is about hearing him, meeting him, coming to him. He has already left heaven. We sang the song. He came from heaven to earth to show us the way. He has already come to show you the way. Now it's time for you to step into the way and to walk in that way. In that relationship with him. He will hold your hand. You know what David said? This another person will ask. He said, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, he said, I fear no evil. He said, for you are with me. Thy rod and thy staff, he said, they comfort me. He said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs what? Over. It's David that said, surely, goodness and mercy. He said, it follows me all the days of my life. How can somebody say something like that? Because you are always with me. Brothers and sisters, a relationship with Jesus is all you need for your life. A relationship with Jesus, it will continue to produce miracles. It will continue to produce. Anytime you are in a dark place, anytime you are in a corner, there are many times I've been in a corner. Many times. Because this life, I'm just enjoying you. Are you still here? This life has a way of pushing you to corners. This life, brothers and sisters, you know it, mother, you know it. Somehow you'll be in a corner. Anytime you are in a corner, you can call upon his name. He will be there to rescue you. You can leave that corner. You might not be in a corner. You might be on a cliff. Anytime you are on a cliff, call upon his name. Anytime through your life, with this relationship, you can always catch him. And he will always come through for you. It's not you that will go to the cliff by yourself. Oh. Life will push you there by itself. Life, it can happen to you to push you. This will happen. You'll be there, here, and there. But anytime, he's the key. Is the key you need. Somebody said, is the cup that will never run dry.
Jesus, you're the cup that will run dry.
You'll be drinking, oh. You empty the cup, guess what? It will fill up again, waiting for you. Anytime you are thirsty, he'll be there for you. You always have water to drink. That's one thing I can assure you. I came all the way to tell you that a relationship with Jesus is the key for your life. The greatest key. Somebody can give you 10,000 naira. You can even say, hey, let them give me money. This money won't do it. It will finish. Before you reach downstairs, it will finish. How much? Biscuit now is 125 naira. Costa biscuits. That's about the best biscuit I like. Come on. Money has lost value. But I'm giving you something that will never lose value. I'm giving you Jesus. A relationship with Jesus. Before I continue to speak for the next 10 hours, because he's my friend, I can talk about him like this with joy. I can just continue talking, but I won't continue before you are afraid. I want us to say today, Jesus, I want a relationship with you. If you are here and you don't have a relationship with Jesus, today we have that chance. You are not yet born again. Today you have the chance. Then if you say, I'm already born again, and I did go to Jesus has been like this and that, this for me. Today, that thing is changing. You start a relationship today. We'll pray two prayers. Hallelujah. So bow your heads. Let's pray the first one. You say, Pastor, I've not given my life to Jesus. He's not yet my Lord and Master. He's not yet my Lord and my Maker. I'm not yet his child. I just know that I hear him. I talk to him sometimes. I think sometimes on about. I just want to formally say it today so that everybody will hear it. So that heaven will hear it. Devil will hear it. He will know I'm a child of God. Today, I want to say it. I want you to raise your right hand. I want you to raise your right hand. I want to pray with somebody. You say, today, I want to be saved. Today, I want to open up my heart to Jesus. I want him to be my Lord and my Savior. I want him to enter into my life. I want you to raise your right hand, please. I want to pray with you. This thing is serious. This thing is your life. Me, I'm done. Pastor Frank will be here to talk to you, but me, I'm done. I've come to introduce to a great person, a man called Jesus. Today, I want you to raise your right hand. I want you to now pray with you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my brother. Yes, thank you, brother. Thank you, my sister. Thank you. It's good. What you are doing is good. It's for your life. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to say with me, Lord Jesus. I want you to mean it from you. I just say it. Simple statement of faith. Lord Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe you died and rose again for me. I believe that you love me. I believe you shed your blood for me. Now I come to you. Simple faith in my heart. Thank you, Jesus, for peace with God. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me in this life. Thank you, Jesus, for helping me in eternity. Thank you, Jesus. Now I am your child. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, can we give the Lord a big, big, big hand here? This Jesus does miracles. He does miracles. He heals bodies. Delivers people, all manner of oppressions and demonic oppositions. He ends it one touch. One touch. There's a woman bound with spirit of infirmity 18 years. Yesterday I told you. And Jesus touched her and finished. Everything finished. Jesus wants to do a miracle in your life. That greatest miracle is the one he has just done just now. The miracle for eternity is the biggest one. Money can replace that one. Nothing can replace that one. Healing for body don't replace that one. That one is the one that assures your destiny for eternity. Now he wants to do miracles for you. He wants to begin to yafu, brekete for you. Hallelujah. Before I pray for you, because I'm going to pray for you in different conditions, anything I see, I pray. But before I pray for you, I want you to pray one prayer for me. As I was coming today, it's not something I usually do, but I was coming today. Yesterday, the Lord said, put this prayer for me. Let them pray. Let them pray. Let them ask me. Say they want it. I will manifest myself to them. I want you to pray, Lord, I want a relationship with you. I don't want religion. It's not rules. They'll go straight. Don't run, Father. Don't wear any sticks. Later, you're tired. Okay. Look at that. I wish you. Oh, no. That's not what Jesus. Jesus is not interested in all those kind of rules. None of that rules. He never made any of those rules. Never made one. There's nothing against anything. He wants your heart. It's your heart he wants. You can do all that and have a dirty heart. Doesn't mean anything. You give him your heart, that's good. Amen? That's good. But he wants you to have a relationship with him. That you say, Jesus, I want my heart to be hungry for you. The way that pastor said he traveled to Benue because of one lady like that. I want to be able to do anything for you. I want you to be my friend. My best in this whole world. Somebody, one I can lean to. I want to be only be running to you. I don't want to be running away from you. Jesus, I want a relationship with you. Not rules, not religion. Not do this, do that. The lot of the rules are just so much. You don't even understand them anymore. You just do them, just don't make you just try. Jesus don't want that. That's slavery. That's bondage. He came to set people free. Not to introduce another bondage. Hallelujah. So I want you to pray. This one, please let us stand to our feet. Jesus, I want a relationship with you. Can you pray with me? Jesus, say it with yourself. Say it by yourself. He said, Jesus, I want a relationship with you. That is what I desire for my life. I want to know you. Will you tell him now? Jesus, I want to know you. I want to know you. I want to be closer to you than I've ever been before in my life. Jesus, I want to be close to you. I want you to be my friend. I want to be close to you. Will you tell him that? Will you pray? Close your eyes. It's not about knowing so many words. Just say it like that. Say it as it is. Jesus, I want you to be my friend. I want to have a relationship with you. The relationship that will make me do crazy things. A relationship that people will see and they will say, this person has a relationship with Jesus. Come on, I want you to pray. Sabakalebros. Jesus, I want to love you with all my heart. I want to be running to you. I don't want to be running away from you. I don't want to run away from you. I want to have a relationship, a closeness with you. That's what I want. It's you that said it by yourself. So pray it, say it. He will hear you. If you really want it, pray it. If you don't want it, no problem. No problem. But if you want it, say it, pray it. Relationship will bring miracles. A relationship with Jesus will bring miracles into your life. Kalaboseli. I want it. I want to change. I want to change. Change. Running from me. Instead of running from me, I want to be running to you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Sabakaha. Thank you, Father. Lord, these ones have cried for a relationship with you. They want to know you. Jesus, you manifest yourself to them. In the name of Jesus. In miracles, signs and wonders. In the name of Jesus. If you are here in this place, I want to pray with you. Say, there's a pain in my body. There's sickness in my body. Jesus is a healer. He's a healer. I want to pray with you. I want that pain to go. He wants that pain to go. He loves you. He don't want you to be in pain and sickness and disease. Put your hand there. I believe in the Jesus of miracles. Say, there's a pain in my waist. There's a pain on my head. Put your hand there. I want to pray with you right now. Anywhere you feel pain, I want to pray with you. Healing for your body is very important. We want to be in sound health. Kalaso. I want to pray with you right now. Release power. He's a God of power. He's not a Jesus talk. He's not a talky-talky. He can do power. He can show power. I just want here right now, as I'm talking to you about this, my friend, Jesus, I want to do something for you before you leave here and continue your relationship with him. In the name of Jesus. Kasetolish. In the name of Jesus, I cause infirmity to go. I cause that pain to go. In the name of Jesus, I cause that disease to go. In the name of Jesus, I don't care how long it has been. I stand in the name of Jesus. I say, depart from that body now. In the name of Jesus. I say that pain cease from today, from this very moment, in the name of Jesus, it is going down now. In the name of Jesus, even if it's a swelling, I cause that swelling to begin to go down. In the name of Jesus, he is the healer, and Jesus heals you now. Jesus heals you now. In the name of Jesus, yes, deliverance. I feel deliverance for you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, deliverance from external captivity. Deliverance from internal captivities. In the name of Jesus. They say, Pastor, I've been trying to change this thing inside me. I've been doing it like that. I've been like that attitude. Have peace. The things that have been keeping you there. Captivity, prisoner. I set you free now. In the name of Jesus. You are free to live your life, to express yourself, to fly. In the name of Jesus. Every demonic oppression that held you down, bound you in chains. Today, by the power of Jesus, I break that chains now in the name of Jesus. Every demonic oppression that kept you in prison and you've been locked up, in the name of Jesus, I break the chains now. I break the prison doors now in the name of Jesus. You are free to fly. You are free to fulfill your destiny in the name of Jesus. Jesus is your power. He's your energy. You say, Pastor, I get tired. Sometimes I just lose hope. Jesus is your hope now. In the name of Jesus. Say, Pastor, my dreams are dead. In the mighty name of Jesus, those dreams come to life again. You are bubbling again. You are energetic again. In the name of Jesus. You sleep in the night time. You see visions of yourself in great places. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Some of you have never dreamt yourself in a great place. You never dreamt yourself inside a car, driving only store. You never dreamed those kind of dreams. Today, by the power of God, I release those kind of dreams for you now. It's the devil. It's the devil. He doesn't allow you to see them even in the dream. You can't see it in the dream. You can't see it in front of you. You can't see it in the dream. But today, by the power of God, I release you again. You will dream. You will see greatness. You will see fatness. You will see abundance. In the name of Jesus. Not just in your dream you will see them, because as you begin to see them in the dream, you begin to see them in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, I release you into your destiny. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Oppressions today, they cease. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you will go back and your neighbors will not know you. A different you, with a new courage, with new boldness. Someone who has been with Jesus, to say he has met Jesus. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. This meeting, this today's service, mark a change in your life. In the name of Jesus, miracles follow you. Surely goodness and mercy follow you. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I hear the Lord tell me, say, there's somebody here, you are always afraid. You are, they will call you, say, fear, they tell you. In the name of Jesus, that bondage, that spirit of fear, I break it down. In the name of Jesus. Yes, you are no longer afraid like that. That fear has gone. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, I thank you for miracles in this place. It's a rain of miracles in this place. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Come on, somebody give God praise in the house today. It's a miracle working God.
Hallelujah. Jesus is a miracle working God. Thank you, Jesus. Come on.